Bette Midler, Trump's jealousy for Obama will lead to thousands of premature deaths. By Hannah Blow on June 20, 2019. President Donald Trump's uncontrollable jealousy will lead to thousands of premature deaths. Actress Bette Midler warned in an apocalyptic social media rant on Thursday. The actress was apparently reacting to a report on the Trump administration's efforts to unravel the Obama administration's regulation-heavy global warming initiatives, including the Clean Power Plan, which critics say placed an undue burden on the coal industry. #Trump's uncontrollable jealousy of Barack Obama will lead to thousands of premature deaths from air pollution, wildfires, floods, Bette Midler warned her 1.63 million Twitter followers. What a small-minded, short-sighted little man. The Trump administration finalized the rollback Wednesday, offering the Affordable Clean Energy, ACE, rule as an alternative. Rather than punishing U.S. production and yielding the marketplace to Chinese coal, which is what the Obama Clean Power Plan did, we are leveling the playing field and encouraging innovation and technology across the sector, EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler explained at a press conference. Our ACE rule will incentivize new technologies that ensure short coal plants can be part of a cleaner future, he added. Although Midler determined that Trump rolled back the Obama administration's plan out of pure spite and jealousy, there is no evidence to support that claim. It also remains unclear how the rollback will result in premature deaths from air pollution, wildfires, and floods, as the actress claimed. Midler is likely basing her urgent warning on a previously debunked consensus, which claims that 97% of climate scientists agree that climate change is man-made or dangerous. As Breitbart News previously reported, the paper from which that consensus is derived was written by Australian global warming activist John Cook. He reportedly reviewed nearly 12,000 papers on the subject matter and determined that a clear consensus existed. However, his methods have been called into question over the year. In only 41 of the nearly 12,000 reports, Cook research conclusively stated that mankind played a significant role in the climate's constantly changing cycles. That amounts to 0.3%. Additionally, the U.S. government's Global Historical Climate Network, Goddard Institute for Space Studies, and National Climate Data Center have been busted in the past for amplifying and adjusting published temperature graphs in order to achieve politically fueled results.